Unit 5. Environmental Issues.
Reading 2. A Plan to Curb Greenhouse Gases. As sunlight shines on the Earth, solar radiation is absorbed and then radiated back into space as thermal radiation, heat. However, some of this heat is trapped by gases in the atmosphere. The trapped heat increases the temperature of the Earth's surface and atmosphere. The process is similar to the way a greenhouse is kept warm. The Earth's natural levels of water vapor and other gases produce this greenhouse effect, making life on the Earth possible. However, some scientists are now predicting that higher levels of certain greenhouse gases are causing temperatures to rise beyond natural limits. Since the beginning of the Industrial Age, carbon dioxide, CO2, has been building up in the Earth's atmosphere as a result of the burning of fossil fuels, coal, oil, natural gas. CO2 is considered the major cause of global warming on the Earth. Other natural greenhouse gases include water vapor, methane, CH4, nitrous oxide, N2O, and ozone, O3. Additionally, several man-made gases are also thought to contribute to the greenhouse effect, namely, chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, hydrochlorofluorocarbons, HCFCs, and sulfur hexafluoride, SF6. Researchers have estimated that the atmospheric concentration of CO2 has increased at least 30% since the 1800s. Industrial processes have also led to a 145% increase in CH4 and 15% increase in N2O in the atmosphere. The buildup of these gases is believed to be the major cause of higher than normal global temperatures in recent years. Consequences of such global warming could include higher sea levels, the spread of deserts in areas around the Earth's equator, and the drying up of freshwater sources. In December 1997, at a United Nations Summit on Global Warming in Kyoto, Japan, representatives from over 150 nations adopted a treaty to limit emissions of CO2, CH4, N2O, HFCs, and SF6. The so-called Kyoto Protocol called for reducing emissions to at least 5% below 1990 levels of these gases by 2012. The protocol was signed by 38 industrialized countries attending the summit. Developing nations attending the summit were not required to adhere to the guidelines of the protocol. The 15 EU nations at the summit agreed to further reduce emissions to 8%, the US to 7%, and Japan to 6% below the 1990 levels. The US officially signed the protocol on November 12, 1998, but the U.S. president then did not send it to the Senate to officially approve the treaty because he knew there was little hope for its approval at that time. When the next president took office in 2000, the new administration openly opposed the protocol. The Bush administration claimed the standards set in the protocol were unfair to developed countries. Australia also rejected the Kyoto Protocol on the basis that the UN predictions of industrial growth and thus future greenhouse emissions were improbable. Even with the predictions of the protocol called into question, many countries continued to push for its approval. In July 2001, delegates met again in Bonn, Germany to discuss the protocol. At the Bonn meeting, the delegates agreed, despite opposition from U.S. representatives, on setting guidelines and timetables for achieving the reduction set in the Kyoto Protocol. The following year, at the World Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg, South Africa, Russia indicated it would soon officially approve the Kyoto Protocol. However, in late 2003, Russia said it needed to study further the protocol's requirements and predictions before signing. Without Russia's approval, there seems little chance the Kyoto Protocol will ever be completely ratified. Supplemental reading. Emission credits. According to the Kyoto Protocol, Various nations agreed to cut their emissions of greenhouse gases below emission levels in 1990. Developing nations such as China and India are exempt from meeting the standards set by the protocol. In order for the treaty to go into effect, 55 countries representing 55% of the emissions by industrialized countries must ratify it. More than 100 countries have already ratified the protocol, but all of these countries only represent 43% of the emission levels from 1990. The way the plan works is that industries first set a limit or cap on emission levels for the industry. Industries such as oil and gas producers, generating plants, and industrial plants would all take part in establishing the limits. Once the treaty is in effect, companies that produce emissions below the cap level can sell their unused level to other companies. New industries that would produce emissions must then buy or trade with existing industries to keep the national emissions within limits. Supporters of the Kyoto Protocol were hopeful that Russia would ratify the agreement in 2003. However, Russia decided to postpone its ratification. One of the reasons Russia was originally interested in signing the protocol was that they were already well below 1990 emission levels. This meant if they took part in the agreement, they would have plenty of credits to sell. However, since the U.S. is not participating, Russia is hesitant to sign the agreement. With the absence of the U.S., there appears to be less of a market for the Russian emissions credits.